It's time for another PR and SEO quick tip with Melanie Rembrandt. I asked Melanie, what should I look for when I'm hiring a publicist?
Well, many business owners will spend a lot of money hiring a PR firm just because it is a big, well-known agency. But this may not be the best choice for your small business. So before you spend too much money on a person who gets you too little results, do your homework. Now, in addition to reviewing credentials and references, I put together six key warning signs that I mentioned in my article in Pink Magazine Online. And those 6 points are, first of all, watch out for slick sales jargon with little proof. After all, publicists are good communicators, so you want to be wary of smooth talkers who make big, enticing promises and pump up your ego. Ask for references and client testimonials, and also ask to see clips showing what publications have covered their previous clients. And if they can't provide this information, it's best to walk away fast. Now, the second thing to look out for is the bait and switch. Now, as I mentioned, it can be very exciting to sign with a big, well-known PR agency, but you need to be aware of some potential drawbacks. If you have a small budget, you may not get the attention you deserve, and clients with deeper pockets more likely will get the bulk of their time and energy. In fact, as a small business owner, you may be given the inexperienced new hire, and if this is the case, you'll be paying big bucks for top publicists who never work on your account. You need to find out in the beginning who will be writing your press releases and following up with the media on your behalf. Third, look out for bad reviews. If the agency or consultant you are considering listed with the Better Business Bureau, also check the local Chamber of Commerce, the Public Relations Society of America, and other online sites. Check for reviews and see what other people are saying. Then look out for guaranteed placements. Now, due to the nature of PR, it is impossible to guarantee media placements. In fact, just because you're given an interview with a journalist doesn't mean you can count on the coverage. Until that issue goes to print, nothing is set in stone. After all, last-minute news can bump the story, an editor may cut the part of the article where you were quoted, and there are many other situations out of your control that can cancel a media hit. So because of this, be wary of anyone who promises big media placements. Instead, look for an individual with a good work ethic who has provided proven results for previous clients. Successful publicists work continuously to obtain media coverage, so then if one story falls through, they're already working on lining up the next opportunity. Number five, look for hidden fees. Ask potential publicists for all the fees up front, and if there are any additional costs for copying, phone calls, mailings, press release distribution, etc. And once you get a written contract, review it carefully for additional verbiage not discussed previously, and then confirm all the fees and services you will receive before signing that contract. And finally, check for personality differences. When you hire a publicist, it's important to know each other's expectations and work towards the same goal. You want to try to look for someone you feel comfortable with who can act as an extension of your team. So with all this in mind, hiring a publicist may be the best decision you can make to bring in new customers and grow quickly. But if you don't take the time to find the right person for the job, you can end up losing valuable resources and gaining undue stress.
Want to boost sales fast with public relations and search engine optimization? Listen to PR and SEO Quick Tips with Melanie Rembrandt. And visit RembrandtWrites.com/radio for your free newsletter, exclusive tips, and more.